Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us on this Halloween. This show was pre-taped this afternoon for broadcast at this time, for a full disclosure. The MLS postseason is in full swing, and we'll preview the second legs of the conference semifinals tonight with Michael Lewis and Dick Howard. And Dick Howard will have the latest news from the world of international soccer as well. And we'll also be taking some time tonight with Dick and Michael to talk about some news that happened a couple weeks ago we haven't had a chance to discuss yet. Potential changes to the number of teams in the World Cup and CONCACAF qualifying, how that's going to work, and maybe if the U.S. is going to potentially partner with another country in a bid to host the 2026 World Cup Finals. So, good show tonight. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And, Joe, it's a Halloween night, and soccer's still going on, so maybe people could dress up as their favorite soccer player.
That is great, Andrew, and it's a beautiful day outside, and the sun is shining. I see the birds from the window over here that are enjoying themselves. And certainly it's a wonderful season of soccer right now because the playoff MLS is in the playoff mode. And I stood up last night and watched the games, and then I fell asleep, and then I got up, and I went to the computer to find out the result. But I was able to watch the Toronto New York game, and what a game there was. And certainly it lends a lot to the progress that soccer has made in the United States. The stars that are in the league, reminiscent of the North American Soccer League of the past. Except I think that the MLS right now, it's a very well established, and soccer certainly not going to die as it did before.
Oh, definitely not. And well, we don't know if the new North American Soccer League is going to be around much longer, but MLS is here to stay. And the heroes were in Montreal. A hero was an Italian. Yeah. Mancuso scored the only goal, and a brilliant goal, and it's the first time the Red Bulls have lost a game since July. It's pretty amazing. Mm. Toronto winning. Remember, all the home teams won, and they all kept clean sheets, so it's going to make it very difficult this coming Sunday for the favorites to repeat and go through, and maybe seeing some of the third and fourth place teams going into the conference finals.
Certainly Toronto proved to be, you know, the winning team, but, you know, they had a battle at their hand, you know. Lampard played very well. He came in as a substitute, and Jovinko, in my opinion, a little bit partisan in my part, ex-Juventus player, he certainly did a beautiful job. And when you look at his stature in height, you know, versus the opposition, he did very well. He reminded me of Messi, how he can maneuver the ball.
I thought you were going to say Mettitieri there.
And Mettitieri as well, you know, because certainly, you know, he got beat up, but he imposed himself in the game.
The big thing with the Toronto match, we'll talk with Dick and Michael about it, that Pirlo was absent, and he could have made a big, big difference in that match against Toronto. The way this style the Toronto plays, it's a good match for Pirlo's skills to play diagonal balls, but he pulled up lame and did not play.
Certainly, I tell you, one of the things that I saw is that, toward the end of it, you know, they were doing, New York was doing their best to feed the ball up. And, you know, it's always been my theory that the defender always fed the ball. And the forwards always got to, you know, turn around and do this. So it's when you put the ball in the air, the defenders always got the better chance.
Well, we're going to talk with Dick Howard next about the matches up in Canada yesterday and also the latest news from the world of international soccer in the first segment with Dick. Dick and Michael have two segments each tonight. We'll be back with Dick here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the
top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016 to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Throughout my legal career, I've heard and refereed thousands of cases. The law is both intricate and fascinating, and you learn a lot with each experience. But nothing I learned in law school compares to what I've learned as a mom. A good judge knows the law. A great judge cares about people and understands them. You can depend on me to be firm and fair, and never forget that we are all people first. I'm Stacey Romeo, and I would appreciate your vote.
Paid for by friends of Stacey Romeo.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during 2016 at Rochester Rhino Stadium and for the last 21 years. Season ticket packages for the 2017 Rochester Rhinos are now on sale. Become a season ticket holder and take advantage of the Genesee Brew House Beer Garden, the new Bourbon Bar, and great concession stands like Zweigel's Nation and the Royal Rhino. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to hear about exciting early bird special offers. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And the first part of our international report with Dick Howard tonight brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. Dr. Levo is back in the office this week, so give them a call at 328-3382 to make an appointment for a consultation or to have your teeth cleaned. Or you can visit the interactive website, davidolivodmd.com. Very happy that Dr. Levo will be our title sponsor in the 2017 Soccer is a Kick in the Grass season. Dick, boy, what can you say about that match last night in Toronto? The fans were just absolutely enthralled and ecstatic, and that second goal may end up being the biggest goal of in Toronto FC's history if it holds up next weekend in New York.
Yeah, Jesus. BMO Field is still shaking, I think, after what a great result and a great atmosphere. And as you rightly mentioned, getting that second goal is so, so important against the New York City FC, considering their home record and their potential to score goals. But no, it was a great evening, great performance by Toronto FC, and especially the designated players. You know, Michael Bradley was superb.
He has been
the last couple of games. And Altidore, excellent, great goal again, joining on the spot. And Sebastian Giovinco doing what he does best, you know, causing problems all over the field for the defenders.
Well, Dick, Joe and I were talking in the first segment about the missing Andrea Pirlo, and we think that that may have been one of the biggest points in the match, because we think if he had been in there, it may have been a different story, because the way he can play could have been a key to unlocking Toronto FC's back line, but unfortunately he pulled up injured before the match, and I think that really put New York City FC behind the eight ball.
Yeah, it's a good point, and certainly given his pedigree, he could have made quite a difference. And of course, Lampard only came in off the bench, both suffering calf injuries and not 100%. And David Villa had a relatively quiet night for him, but that certainly will be different when those players are back in the lineup this coming weekend.
Well, you know, talking about the game last night, I was convinced that New York played really well against a team that wanted to win. Toronto wanted to win. New York, on the other hand, they wanted to win, but they didn't have the tenacity that Toronto had. The ball control, you know, Giovinco, in my opinion, was superb. Bradley interfered many passes you could not believe. Mm-hmm. And Altidore, it was a menace to all of them.
Played with a lot of confidence, Jyoti Altidore, you know, scoring goals, which is what he's paid to do. But you rightly mentioned about Michael Bradley, probably watching his father's game this afternoon on TV, but no, it was a great performance by Michael. He just sits in front of the back three, and his interception, his quality in those 1v1 battles, he was winning them all the time. Had an outstanding game. One of the best games I've seen him play in a TFC uniform, to be quite honest.
It was a big day for Canadian soccer. Montreal doing something that hadn't been done since July, and that's inflicting a loss on the Red Bulls. And Mancosu with the only goal, and boy, the name Drogba,
what
just
a goal.
You know, people aren't remembering it anymore. I mean, Mancosu's just stepping up, and you got to give Joey Saputo a lot of credit with his connection with Bologna in Serie A. He's brought this striker in who was pretty quiet. Not much heard about him in Italy.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
Boy, he's making his name known now for Montreal.
No, it was a superb goal, wasn't it? And a great result. They probably needed that second goal that TFC got, going back to a team that's very strong at home. But having said that, it was an excellent performance by the Impact, and their veteran players came through, that's for sure.
So, Dick, what do you think is going to happen in the return matches?
I think the TFC have just got the edge with regards to, you know, the aggregate scores and the fact that they didn't allow any goals. Montreal, I think it'll be a little bit different. I think it'll be a little bit tougher for them in the return game. But if they can get through it, it'll be a real surprise for me. I think that they needed that extra goal to go into New York for.
Well, the big thing is the clean sheet. If the Montreal or Toronto can get an away goal, that's going to make it very difficult for
exactly,
the New York City teams.
Exactly.
The away goal rule is in effect for the MLS playoffs, but we'll see. We'll talk more about MLS with Michael Lewis a little bit later on. But speaking of Italy, Joe, boy, what a result for Juventus. And Higuain scoring a winning goal against his old team.
Let me tell you, I'm a Juventus fan and from childhood to now, but I got to give it to Napoli because Napoli wanted to win. And Higuain in the beginning was quiet. But it just like the superstars always do, they find a way of scoring goals. So it was a great game. Juventus played really, you know, not well, but they were there. They defended. Chiellini became injured. I don't know what's going on with him, but Barzagli right now is the best player on defense. So I look forward to. You know, the game coming up, you know, the international game that they got to play, and that's going to be pretty trying for Juventus.
It was a great competitive game, and as you rightly mentioned, Joe, and they come from the south, from Naples up to the north to play games. There's always that extra incentive. And Higuain, relatively quiet in scoring the goal, the celebrations, which players want to do, you know, if they score against their old team, they don't want to go into wild celebrations and antagonize the opposing fans.
It was funny because Higuain has been under the gun from Neapolitan coaches and everything, but it was nice to see that the coach embraced him and they sort of showed solidarity on the field anyway. So
it was a great match, an important win for Juve, beating one of the best teams in Italy, getting that 3 points. So as you mentioned, Joe, Juve's got a big Champions League match on Wednesday. They play Lyon. And by the way, a programming note for all you people wanting to watch the matches this week, Europe changed it back to daylight or standard time this past weekend, so the games are going to be 1 hour later than they would be just this week.
So it'll be 3:30.
3:45 kickoffs for the Champions League matches. And Dick, the big one, Manchester City
hosting
Barcelona.
Good point, Andrew. Thank you. I'll mark that down. I didn't realize that was the case, so thank you, along with the listeners, for that piece of information.
You don't want to miss the first half of these matches, especially Tuesday. Pep Guardiola trying once again to beat his former team. This time, though, it's Man City playing at home, which may be a lot different than the thrashing they took the last time around down in Spain.
Test of character for Manchester City, isn't it, after that 4-0 defeat? But who knows? We've got a new goalkeeper now with... Unfortunately, the starting goalkeeper last time, Ravo, getting the red card, and he's out of this game. So we'll see how they perform. But they will certainly be a lot better at home than they were in the Nou Camp.
That's right. And of course, Dick and Joe, Dick and I, Dick, you've been a little friendly thing with Michael about the MLS playoffs. This weekend, it's Chelsea and Everton playing on Saturday at 1:30. So
yeah,
I guess you and I have to have a little friendly bet on that one.
It's going to be a tough one, I must admit. Four shutouts, I think, for Chelsea. Tightened up considerably in recent games. Everton bounced back, good win over West Ham United. Kaku playing one of his favourite teams and getting his 50th goal for Everton. And he'll be a handful for the Chelsea defenders, I can guarantee that. But it's going to be a tough game at Stamford Bridge for the boys in blue.
It'll be a great one to watch. It'll be a lot of fun.
Dick, what's your take on Mr. Rooney? You think that he's all done playing soccer, or is he relegated to be a reserve?
Well, the recent rumours are that he's going to go back to his former club, Everton, which would be a real turn in the books. I think he'd love to stay in Manchester and beat Bobby Charlton's record goal scoring and getting into games. And who knows, given Ibrahimovic is starved of goals, isn't he? So it could be a case of Rooney getting the chance to come back into the team. But... No, the one that's disappointed me has been Pogba. You know, Rooney, I think he's just accepting the fact that he's not going to be in the starting line week in, week out. But I look at Ibrahimovic and Pogba has been real disappointments for Man U so far.
Well, the other rumor that I've seen is that we may be seeing Mr. Rooney come to the United States, that there's interest from the LA Galaxy to bring him in and maybe take over for Robbie Keane, who might be on his way out. So that would be a gigantic signing for Major League Soccer if they can bring Wayne Rooney here. And
yeah, it's not beyond belief that that will happen. I know he's received some significant offers from China, and we've heard some of the contracts there.
So we'll see how that goes.
Have you heard what Lippi is going to be getting for as coach of the Chinese national team?
I did not hear that.
$40 million.
Wow.
Just taken over as the coach of the national team of China. They're desperate to get back into the world stage, and that's what they've offered. Not too bad.
$40 million. Can you imagine, Dick? $40 million.
I can't imagine $4 at this point. So.
My God.
$40 million. That's what's been mentioned anyway.
Look at the $75 you used to get.
Was it 75? I thought it was only 65. But no, well.
That was after Charlie took his $10. Let's take a break here. Let's come back. We're going to talk a bit with Dick about the World Cup and potential changes to the World Cup qualifying, and also maybe going to 48 teams in the World Cup coming up soon. So we'll have Dick back again with us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Throughout my legal career, I've heard and refereed thousands of cases. The law is both intricate and fascinating, and you learn a lot with each experience. But nothing I learned in law school compares to what I've learned as a mom. A good judge knows the law. A great judge cares about people and understands them. You can depend on me to be firm and fair, and never forget that we are all people first. I'm Stacey Romeo, and I would appreciate your vote.
Paid for by friends of Stacey Romeo.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
I'm Charles Chiano, Jr. I've practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district, and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Chiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Chiano for Supreme Court.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness. Then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Assini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Ah, yes, I know this one. It's the theme song from the Munsters. And there are a couple different versions of this. I guess it's the original one. So, but anyway, this is back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on Halloween. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni, and Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Second part of our international report brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. 2017 season tickets are now on sale. Makes a great Christmas present for all the soccer fans out there. 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com to get your 2017 season tickets. Support your Rochester Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Well, Dick, there's been a lot of talk from FIFA about the World Cup, and, of course, the World Cup is just less than 2 years away than Russia, but they're talking about potentially increasing the number of teams to 48, and the way they want to do it is have a one-game knockout for 32 teams, and then the 16 teams will join 16 seeded teams in the group stage. And there's been a lot of controversy about that. I just wanted to get your thoughts about expanding the World Cup and doing it in the way that's been discussed.
Personally, I'm not in favor of increasing to 48. I feel that 32 is fine, the 31 plus the host country. And then you have a breakdown, you know, with the eight groups of four down to 16, 8, 4, and the two finalists. And it's nice and clean. It's, I think, a lot of better way of deciding it than just a one-off game, because when you get these one-off games, there's all kinds of factors enter into the picture. But for me, 32, it's a one-month tournament. As we know, in Brazil, it was, June the 12th to July 13th. And it's already demanding for players as it is, but to increase the number, not a good idea.
I concur with you, Dick, and I have a different perspective on it because to increase the number would only indicate that they're going to diminish, you know, the quality of the game, because they're going to be so teams that are going to come in at the end of the, you know, the in order to qualify, you got to be the best team in a certain area. And if you're going to extend that, you're not going to have the best team. You're going to have maybe the first and the second team from different countries.
I was looking at the possibilities and looking at Brazil and how teams qualified. The Asian Football Confederation, if we had the two extra teams from there, the two extra teams would be Uzbekistan and Jordan. Now, I think to put Uzbekistan and Jordan into the final stages, okay, they probably will produce some good teams, but it just shows you that it can really drop off with the quality of teams once you get into increasing the number of teams in the tournament.
That's exactly my thoughts.
Okay, of course, I'm going to be the contrary person here. I don't like the idea of the knockout game, but I think they should seriously look at going to 40 teams and have groups of five instead of groups of four. That's what they have in the Rugby World Cup, groups of five, and it would just add three extra days to the World Cup if they did that. And I think it's important because there are teams like in CONCACAF, in Oceania. Oceania should get a team in the World Cup. They should not have to qualify and have half a spot.
Yeah, but it's automatic, though, Andrew. New Zealand, times out of ten, are going to qualify out of Oceania. Australia would always do it when they were in Oceania. They felt the competition wasn't good enough, so they made the very direct move into the Asian Football Confederation because they feel it will be better for the game. And now, as I say, with Oceania, the 11 countries in Oceania, New Zealand are going to qualify pretty well every time.
Well, potentially, maybe, but I think though that it's like having a college tournament without including every conference champion. I think if a country wins their confederation, they should get a spot in the World Cup.
Yeah, but the other factor is it's expenses, and that all goes with it to the different organization, the different national organization. Not everybody's going to be able to field a team. You know, so what FIFA is going to have to pay for them, some, you know.
Well, again,
so
it has to be worked out. But I just think that in the other confederations, CONCACAF, I think, could certainly support at least one more team, potentially two. And Africa, I certainly think, also could produce an extra team or two because they have proven that they are quality players, quality countries. That can compete.
I think, though, let's face it, with CONCACAF, it's U.S. and Mexico in the most part, and they've got the three spots and the playoff spot, which Mexico came through last time when they had a very poor qualifying time and did it by beating out New Zealand. But it's just I think that the quality of the teams and every one of the six confederations will want to get one, two, three extra spots, and I don't think it's a good idea, to say, on that note, to have 48 teams in contention.
The other thing that we talked about it just if they have in the United States, who would they partner with, Canada or Mexico? I think Canada would be impossible, although it would be better, but Mexico because of the travel in Canada. And Mexico would be better.
Well,
yeah.
I
think we're looking at what the World Cup in 2026.
Yes.
I think, even though I'd love to see it in Canada, I don't think we can do it. We have hosted a Women's World Cup very successfully in recent years. We've had age group tournaments from FIFA and done an excellent job, but we just don't have the facilities that the U.S. has. Mexico, there's a possibility maybe giving couple of the venues to Mexico City and Guadalajara will be in contention, but the U.S. has no real need to pair up with any other country in CONCACAF because the U.S. soccer can organize a tournament, and as we saw in 94, the attendance average, about 68,000, it's one of the most profitable World Cups ever for FIFA, and the U.S. soccer did an outstanding job in that tournament.
Going with maybe 10 venues,
it would still be a success, and I'd love to see that happen, although I'd love to see Canada, possibly Mexico, but no, the USA should get 2026, no doubt about it.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you being on for two segments tonight, and hope you have a happy Halloween, and we will talk to you again next week.
Great. Well, I hope that Bob has a happy Halloween with his daughter, I think it is. And you're not going to go trick-or-treating tonight, Joe, Andrew.
No, I got my mask on right now.
I'm going to dress up and save it back.
Okay, guys.
Andrew's going to dress like Beckham.
Okay, so you have a good one, Bob, with your family.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dick.
Thank you.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be back next with Michael Lewis, and we'll talk more MLS soccer and more about the potential changes to the World Cup and the CONCACAF qualifying as well here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six
locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
I am Charles Schiano, Jr., and I would appreciate your support on November 8, 2016 to become our next Supreme Court judge in the 7th Judicial District. I have practiced law in the Rochester area for almost 30 years, concentrating on civil law, criminal law, and family court law. I have served as a Greasetown judge since 2002. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you in the 7th Judicial District. I am Charles Schiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Schiano for Supreme Court.
2 years ago, I told you Congress was broken. Today, it is worse than ever. We deserve better and can have it if we work across the aisle, recognize we cannot fix it with the same people that broke it to begin with, and hold Congress accountable. It really is time for a change. 2 years ago, I lost by less than 1,000 votes. Your vote really does count, and we can fix Congress. But to do it, I need your vote. I'm Mark Cassini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Cassini for Congress.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The 2016 NWSL champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to their historic title run this past season. 2017 Flash season tickets are now on sale. Reserve your seats for all 10 Flash home matches and receive exclusive perks for being one of our most dedicated fans. Come cheer the Flash as they look to repeat as NWSL champions. Call 271-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report, first segment brought to you by Faber Homes. You can go see Bernie Iacovangelo if you need a new home. He's the guy to talk to. If you're building a new home, he's the guy you want to have take care of it for you. He's been in Rochester for many, many years. He's a great supporter of soccer, a great supporter of our show, and a great supporter of Rochester. You can call him at 889-4840 or visit faberhomes.com. Good evening, Michael. It's a not-so-good night for New York yesterday, but the second legs are going to be in the Big Apple, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, not a very good day for, no, it was like a Sunday, Bloody Sunday, or Woe in Canada, whatever you want to say for the New York teams. NYCFC has a much more difficult road than the Red Bulls. Red Bulls have been there before. They're used to it. They only have a one-goal deficit, but the Blues, they have to be feeling a bit blue because trying to make up two goals, and I don't care where you're playing. At home, it certainly helps, but when you're, you know, when you have to make up two goals, that's a very tough task. I'm not saying impossible, but just a tough one.
Well, the you wrote something on BigAppleSoccer.com about MLS. I wanted to talk about that up front because it's important. And what happened is MLS booked the New York matches back-to-back on Sunday. So it means that fans cannot go to see, unless they can get through New York traffic in a short order, they're not going to be able to watch both matches live at Yankee Stadium at Red Bull Arena. And my question was, is why the heck would they book the Red Bulls in New Jersey opposite the New York Giants, who are playing at home on Sunday at 1 o'clock? Makes absolutely no sense.
You know, good question. I just don't understand that. They do some unusual things, unusual decisions. I think part of it has to do with the two television entities, the MLS partners, ESPN and Fox Sports. They obviously had a big say in it as well, too. But to me, it would make much more sense to have a New York game leading off, a West Coast game, a New York game, or an East Coast game for that. New York is East Coast, and then a West Coast game. Instead, they led off with a West Coast game, two East Coast games, and the West Coast. And unfortunately, there are some fans who would like to see both. I mean, let's face it, if you're a Red Bulls fan, you probably don't care less about NYCFC. You probably want to see them lose and vice versa. But there are people who enjoy soccer in general. And from a selfish standpoint, I wrote about, I'm a member of the media, and I would have liked to have been at both games. It is physically impossible for me to be there, as are my other colleagues. When I say be there, I'm talking about for the entire games. Yes, it's probably possible for someone to go to the Red Bulls game, do their interviews, and then make a mad dash across the Hudson to get to Yankee Stadium probably for halftime. And again, with New York City and New Jersey traffic on a Sunday, well, who knows? But it's unfortunate. And I understand maybe MLS is doing this for the greater soccer community in the rest of the country, but it would have been nice to have put them a few hours apart. Unfortunately, it did not happen. It's our loss. New York soccer's loss more than anyone else's.
Well, unless you can get a helicopter to go pick you from one place to the other place.
Yeah, or have a transporter beam like they have in Star Trek, but I don't think that's been invented yet, as I wrote in my column. And unfortunately, it's not going to happen. I'll probably go to Yankee Stadium early, watch the Red Bulls game from there, because it's a trek to get to Yankee Stadium, and you want to get to your stadium at a decent time. At least I can say that as a writer. I don't like getting to games late. I never did at the Hollander Stadium when I covered the Lancers, and don't do that now.
Yeah, you got to have time for the pre-match meal, too. Of course, you don't want to miss that.
No,
I want to make sure before we go to our break, we haven't talked about the Western Conference yet, and boy, the biggest surprise may have been the final game. Dallas losing 3-0 in Seattle, and it looks like the treble is probably done and dusted for FC Dallas. And Colorado dropped a 1-0 decision to L.A., a little bit better chance for the Rapids, but FC Dallas just stunk up the joiner. Seattle played that well. I don't know, maybe a little of both.
It's a little of both. Well, let's face it, Seattle scored their goals within an 8-minute span to break open the game. And, the fact that Dallas was missing a couple of key players, especially the fabulous Mauro Viage, who's out for the season, that did not help. There were times during the year where Dallas was blown out on a couple of games, but I thought they had gotten their act together later on. And even if they would have lost 1-0 in Seattle, you'd say, well, at least they have a chance. They're coming back home. Yeah, 3 goals, that's good luck on that. Again, not saying it's impossible. I remember a Women's World Cup game between Brazil and Nigeria in 1999. I think Brazil took a 3-0 lead. Nigeria came back to tie it, and Brazil eventually won in overtime 4-3. So it has been done. It can be done. The odds of it happening this time, I wouldn't put a bet on it. I'm not a betting man to begin with, but good luck to Dallas, and we'll see what happens.
I'm sure MLS, though, secretly is probably happy about the result because Dallas draws very poorly, and Seattle, if they win and play L.A., even or Colorado in the conference final, they're going to pack the Century League field, and it's going to be 50,000 people there as opposed to maybe 15 in Dallas. So I think that for MLS, I think it's a much better situation if Seattle wins. Well, we'll see what happens there, but Michael, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to get your thoughts on the future of the World Cup, and especially CONCACAF qualifying, because there's been a lot of talk about potentially changing the way CONCACAF qualifies their teams for the World Cup. So if you hang on through the break, we'll be back with Michael Lewis and get more about his thoughts on the World Cup next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
The house is a museum where people come to see them. They really are the freedom, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
I'm Charles Chiano, Jr. I've practiced law in my family's Rochester-based firm for the past 29 years, concentrating on both civil and criminal cases, and have served as Greastown Court Justice since 2002. Now I'm running to become your next Supreme Court judge in the New York State 7th Judicial District. I look forward to the opportunity to serve all of you living in the 8 upstate New York counties in the district, and would appreciate your support on November 8th. I'm Charles Chiano, Jr., and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Judge Chiano for Supreme Court.
On Sunday, November 6th, St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, will have their annual Christmas Bazaar from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The chapel will have its annual Christmas items to sell, and there will be many vendors selling their crafts as well. All are welcome to attend the bazaar.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
If you're frustrated with Congress, well, so am I. That's why I'm running. I'm Mark Assini. We deserve better than broken government full of broken promises. If you believe in term limits, working across the aisle to fix things, and that your family should not travel over pothole-filled roads and unsafe bridges, then we can change things working together. Congress is broken, and we cannot fix it with the people that broke it to begin with. It is time for a change. I'm Mark Assini, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Assini for Congress.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me.
And that goes out to all Minnesota Vikings fans out there for the old days. If you remember the purple people eaters, so they were called back in the late 60s, the defense of the Minnesota Vikings. The other football we don't usually talk about on this show. We talk about the real football, soccer. And we're back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass with Joe Sirianni. This is Andrew Battisti, and Michael Lewis is with us. And the second part of the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Claridge Design Center, located in Chalet Paul Plaza, part of the Yacovangelo family of businesses. call them at 889-5800 to get your information and have them do your kitchen, your bathroom, your house, do
your
all
carpet,
that carpeting.
All the things that you need. So wood flooring, they do everything.
So Bernie can build your house, and then Claridge, his wife, will take care of furnishing and getting ready on the inside. ClaridgeDesignCenter.com is the website, and you spell center the British way, C-E-N-T-R-E. So back with Michael Lewis. And, Michael, we talked with Dick Howard in the previously about a 48-team World Cup, and Dick is against it. Joe's against it. I think it should expand, but to 40 teams, not to 48, and make groups of five instead of four. What are your thoughts?
I think you've just been outvoted 3-1, almost as if our votes will count anything toward FIFA. They could do anything they want. It's their ball, their soccer ball. What I just like it at 32. I just feel like you're going to start watering it down just a bit. It's almost sometimes watered down too much these days. What I don't like about Infantino's plan is that, you know, he has a round before the preliminary round where it's basically a knockout situation. So a team prepares all this time to go to the World Cup, and they only play once. And I just don't think that's fair in general terms. If they did manage to get a 48-team World Cup passed, I just don't like that, because how would you like to spend all this money, if you're a fan, going to the World Cup to follow your country, and they get knocked out in the first round? And it's just not fair to the team as well, too. So those are just some what I consider common sense things off the top of my head. And I understand expanding the NCAA basketball tournaments. Even the soccer tournaments have been great for teams. There are some Cinderella stories at that level. Those Cinderella stories don't always happen at soccer these days. They're fewer and far between. So that's just my take on it.
Mike, I concur with what Dick said, and I also concur with what you're saying, because the value of the game, it will be kind of watered down, like, you know, for lack of a better term. And usually the small country, they're going to end up get out of there at the first round, because, you know, they get depending who they got, who they draw on the thing. So I think that the way it is right now, there is a lot of teams that can compete with one another, and those are my thoughts.
I just repeat what I said. I think that there's over almost 200 countries that play in the World Cup or try to qualify for it. And I think in adding another 8 teams, especially from the areas that are underrepresented, like Africa and CONCACAF, and adding, again, having a spot for Oceania in the final tournament, I think is worth it. You add 3 days to the tournament. You have 8 groups of 5 like they do in the Rugby World Cup. And you still take the top 2 teams of the groups to go to the knockout stage. My opinion only.
Yeah, but rugby is not compared to soccer. There are many countries that compete for rugby.
They take, I believe it's 20, it's 24, I believe, 20 or 24.
There you go. We got 280 countries that compete for the World Cup.
That's why, again, I think it should be more teams, because I think there's some countries in some areas that are underrepresented. But, Michael, let's go on to the other subject, CONCACAF, which is your specialty. You know, at the tropical.com website, we cover CONCACAF. There's been talk about changing the way CONCACAF does their World Cup qualifying, because they're saying that some of the smaller countries don't have the same opportunities as the larger countries to get in further into the tournament. You only see teams that are the big countries getting into the hex. And what do you think about that potentially changing?
You know, I think eventually it probably will change. I don't, you know, maybe sooner than later. I have mixed emotions about it. On one side, you know, I want to see these smaller countries grow, and they have a better opportunity of getting through qualifying than they would in a World Cup, obviously. And because I've been to enough of these countries to see the potential that they have, and they have some really good young players, that sometimes you need the right conditions, i.e. games, i.e. experience. I'm not saying that you know, a country like Montserrat is going to turn things around overnight, but it'll definitely be a step in the right direction. I just, what I'm afraid of is, you know, maybe too many qualifiers. They're going to be enough FIFA dates to accommodate all those qualifying matches. I have to admit, I have not done my research on that, but, you know, I'm definitely for those minnows of CONCACAF to get more experience, because as a writer, this is, again, my selfish standpoint. As a writer, I love writing about the underdog or a team that will come out of nowhere or just surprise people.
And I think also if CONCACAF goes to a more group-type situation like they do in Europe or in Asia, where you have, you know, Mexico and the U.S. obviously would not be in the same group. They'd be heading a group. It gives other countries, again, more matches, more chance to grow, and you never know. They might get a surprise, like you see in, you know, a country like Albania getting into the Euros, and Iceland, and look what Iceland did. It was the story of the tournament, and you can see, look at Costa Rica, what they did in the last World Cup was incredible for CONCACAF, and what they did in beating the big countries the way they did. And I think it's a good opportunity for maybe CONCACAF to look at that for the 2026 World Cup, maybe. And that leads into the final question about, do you think the U.S. would host that alone, or would they try to partner with a Mexico or a Canada?
Yeah, that's an interesting situation. I know FIFA one time said they really were not looking for any countries to co-host a World Cup. But if they do expand it, obviously you're going to need more venues. Saying all that, I think the U.S. could do it on its own quite well. However, if you want to have unity here in CONCACAF and secure that World Cup without much or any original controversy, that might be the best way to go. Maybe you have most of the matches in the United States, but maybe like the CONCACAF Gold Cup, you know, have some matches in Canada and some other matches in Mexico. But maybe you have two-thirds of it or half the World Cup in the United States. It's just something generally off the top of my head because I haven't really worked out a system yet. But you have to remember, though, this isn't like Europe where you could move around without a problem. You're going to have to make sure you've got visas, the correct passports, all this paperwork when fans and teams
and
move around
to travel
the various countries. That has to be worked out. But, you know, again, I guess I'm a traditionalist in this standpoint. If, you know, if you said I want a definitive answer, I would say I'd like to see the United States or just one country host it. Saying that, I understand the political realities of making things go these days.
For the record, Dick agreed with you.
I selfishly would like to see matches in Toronto so we could drive to the World Cup. play at the Rogers Center. They could certainly host it. Well, Michael, thanks so much for being with us on the show and doing two segments with us tonight. And we'll see what happens this weekend with the New York City teams.
My pleasure, gentlemen. As always, have a great week.
Thank you, Michael.
Happy Halloween.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Michael and Dick Howard and, of course, my cohort Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo down in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and out, then.
Good night, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.